part of it that I wasn't satisfied with, but I do understand. And I suppose to, just to maybe get into it, I brought the motion forward that that the council would consider in the plans for the new Alpha and Beta buildings four floor spaces for groupings such as autism family support group here in Letterkenny, and some unfamiliar or similar groupings as well. You know, and listen, yeah, I suppose the first part of the response I got was on the lines of that work on the new Alpha Innovation Centre and the Beta Business Centre, you know, is progressing well, which is great, and that this will see development of a state-of-the-art business and innovation quarter established in the heart of Letterkenny. And, you know, it is exciting news, this Alpha Beta building. And, you know, they did go on to tell me the facility will see the provision of a grade A office accommodation in the town centre, along with a new innovation centre that will facilitate and accelerate new businesses, startups and innovations and existing businesses that is vital for Letterkenny, Donegal, and the wider region to compete effectively in a growing global market. You know, and that they also went on to tell me as well, the plans, you know, are well underway for the investments and the proposition for the Letterkenny, Donegal and Northwest City region for agencies including IDA and Enterprise Ireland. You know, and that's totally understandable, and it's something that, you know, I'm glad that update beyond, you know, but they did go on a positive note to tell me that the council will work very closely with the economic development team and will continue to work with them as well, and all council services, in particular the regeneration team, to progress the delivery of the Letterkenny 2040 plan that will see opportunities to support groups such as Autism Ireland or Autism Family Support Group and other such groupings, you know, and you know, that is positive, Donald, and that's something.
But you have said you would like something a bit more concrete in terms of pledges toward premises, office space and actual facilities that these organisations can use.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I went on myself, and in particular one group in that was visited was Autism Family Support Group in Letterkenny. And, you know, the space that they have there at the minute, it's too small. There's somewhere in the region of 150 families using the facility there, you know, and this group is doing absolutely fantastic work. And I think it's important that Donegal County Council, as a local authority, have facilities or premises in place that groupings such as Autism Family Support Group can avail of and use, you know. It's very important, you know, that these children and adults as well have their own space, such as kitchens, you know, playroom spaces, you know, and places for all types of facilities and interactions that they'll be having. Because, as I say, these groups, they do fantastic work, you know, and they're alleviating a lot of the maybe bits of pressure that's at home and allowing the parents to go out and do the day's work, knowing that their children are in safe hands and well looked after and in top-notch facilities.
Something you continue to push and pursue over the course of the remaining term of this council?
Yeah, something I'd definitely be pushing forward for, Donald. I think it's important that we look after groups such as these going forward within Letterkenny. There's a lot of fantastic groups out there. We have a great community here within Letterkenny and the surrounding areas, and it's important that we do all that we can as a council and a local authority to facilities in place that these groupings can take great use out of.